Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Before we get into Soul, have you ever seen the movie How Stella Got a Groove Back?
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
Have you noticed that Impulse has been getting a groove back?
Wow. Oh, definitely. Yeah, very.
Lost weight.
Wow, guys.
Yes. New weaves every day, breaking out new news.
How's about a month to happy?
Face glowing, popping.
I'm finally in a good space.
Nails, you know. Place.
But that's what Stella did. She was in a good place. She was finally happy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to returned soldiers in the game.
Yeah, you're looking stellar. You're looking stellar.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of returned soldiers, there's a lady, her name is Adrian, who recently got married. When you get married, I guess there's an option for you to write your own vows. Some people do it.
Yeah.
Or the pastor, whomever's officiating, can then just have you guys recite the vows after him or her.
Yeah.
Yeah. They chose to write their own vows.
Mm.
And, let me play a clip of this lady's vows.
Well, we finally made it to the day. The day when I give up all my dreams on Chris Brown.
Tongue in cheek, cute.
Yeah.
The kids have a phrase, grounds. Basically, is this grounds for a breakup?
No. How is that grounds for a breakup?
Nah. Okay. So wait, let me explain. Mm-hmm. Generally, when you're marrying somebody, you would like to believe that you are that person's first choice. Not that they gave up a dream on anybody else and kind of settled on you.
Okay.
This is different to a conversation we had about Usher. Remember the conversation about Usher? We was performing and what's old girl's name?
Kiki.
Yeah, Kiki Palmer ended up in hot water because of a relationship. This is different. Lana Gashatwa.
Okay.
And what are you telling me, guys? Are you telling me that should Chris Brown ever come into a picture, then all of a sudden I'm back in the dwang?
Can I tell you something? I'm the type of person who's always appreciated relationships where people can be absolutely honest with one another on a friendship basis, right?
Yeah.
Where I can say to you, you know what, muntwami ngiyakuthanda mara yo usol ikrashi. Yo, the way ikrasha usol. So that it's open. Should I ever encounter usol and I'm acting very weird, you as my partner are fully aware, konje there's that crush.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Because you've played open cards with your partner. So I appreciate that. And even if you are going to use it tongue in cheek in your marriage vows, he's always known. If now that we're here, please know, it means I'm giving up on my crush on soul. Because I've chosen you. I love friendships like that. I think a relationship that is based on friendship, you cannot rock it. Cannot.
I think we're being euphemistic here. Mm-mm. Define crush. What is a crush? You know, crush.
A crush is I like him as a person. He's just a fleeting somebody that I know I'll probably never meet. And if I do meet, I don't intend on
like
anything.
Him as a person or... if the opportunity was there, you would date.
That's a different story.
Because crush means that.
No.
If there was an opportunity, you really like this person to be in a relationship with. That's my understanding of what a crush is.
If I'm crushing
on celebrity crush
Method
is slightly
Man,
different.
Yes, if I'm crushing on Method Man, I don't have any intentions of meeting Method Man. But I like him. I think he's hot. I think he's sexy. And it is what it is.
I'm on Paul's side because, guys, when you meet someone, you're meeting a whole human who's got preferences, who's got a choice. For example, my woman knows my type. And she shouldn't be worried because she is my type in a huge way, right? But even when we're walking in a mall, she will know that, nazoge. We're in this room and I'm seeing someone else in this room. Umuntu kamuntwami. Right? And now when I'm with her, suddenly that doesn't stop. However, what does stop is my pursuit of somebody who is of my type.
Mm-hmm.
But she knows my type and I'm okay with her knowing her type.
Yeah. What you guys are saying is one thing. What this lady has expressed in front of family and friends.
It's cute.
For me, it's grounds.
I think it's cute.
It's grounds. No, it's grounds. Grounds.
I think it's cute. Grounds. I love it for them.
We mustn't elevate celebrities and say it's okay to have a celebrity crush, but not a crush at work. Because why are we elevating celebrities when they're just humans like the rest of us? They cannot suddenly be excused, or where we feel that it's not inappropriate when you say somebody who lives in America is your crush. No, it's still inappropriate.
Can I ask a question?
On our wedding, Pesma Logo.
Can I ask a question? And I'm being very out there.
Yeah.
Do you two, Sizwe and Mfundo, believe that when your partner is with you, their eyes suddenly stop working? Because that's the vibe.
No, that's not what I believe.
That's kind but of I'm saying, the vibe
no,
I'm getting.
No, that's not what I believe. I'm talking about what she openly communicated and stated in front of family and friends while delivering her vows in front of God.
No, chances are grounds. She was so open about it because grounds. It was something that even the family knew.
And I don't
about.
Think it's literal, man. I don't think it doesn't sound literal. Also, no. Like, ooh, I'm giving. It's like me as saying getting married, and I'm saying, oh, now I'm giving up on, you know, I'm roadkill or I was just a groove. And it's not literal, but it's also tongue in cheek. And it's just like, it's a joke. Like, oh, he's a DJ. We get it.
But it would sound inappropriate. And there would be people that would judge you at the wedding. Good day, Sissy.
It is inappropriate.
I mean, just imagine.
Why are you even bringing that up? Why are you even bringing roadkill?
And saying, ish, now I'm losing out on groove girls.
There are people who find it.
People that would judge you so.
And there are people who find it inappropriate to French kiss when they say you may
not. It is inappropriate.
Kiss the bride. Oh, you see.
Okay, but it is inappropriate. Can I? No, but wait.
French kiss. Yo, man, just peck on the cheek. Not the cheek. Peck on the lips and keep it moving. I don't know why you're French kissing in front of old people.
Also, this is my day, Nomuntuami. This is my day with my friend, right? That I am choosing to spend the rest of my life with. Why do I care who's going to judge me? I am here solidifying my friendship with my friend.
Why do you invite us?
Are you here to judge me or are you here to witness me solidifying my friendship?
Hey, we're not here to judge you, but don't pay the sokchela.
Ah, guys. Y'all are here dictating people's relationships and wanting to say how they should relate with their person. For the mere fact that we are here at the altar, it means we understand each other on that level. It's our thing.
Aye.
Our day.
Aye. It's not about you.
No. Okay.
Never, guys.
Give us a shout and let us know. I think grounds. Without a doubt, Sinje. Me and Bundo, grounds.
Y'all like to possess people. Don't
make me well, Yeah. Let's save money on the reception.
Not possession. Love is not possession.
Grounds, what are your thoughts? 086-000-0959. Acceptable? Or is this grounds for a breakup?
People laughed.
I'm afraid I crush a celebrity. He crushes a celebrity.
Thank you, Wenaput.
At this point in time, my wife is crushing on Caesar and agrees on everything that Caesar says on the topics and everything. We always argue. And I wonder if she'll agree with you now. Because she's crushing on you. So it's not a big deal, in fact. She knows she will never meet you, or she might never meet you. Or if she meets you, will you like her back? Asaza, I have a fit. Crush, crush. Then I crush her like Gabriela Union. My wife knows.
Yeah, I hear you. But Istima, what about Istima?
Okay. That's toxic. So, Sizwe, if you wanted the girl, you could take her from the husband.
Why are you guys so insecure, though? Why are you assuming that based on the fact that I said you're my crush? Me saying that you are my crush doesn't mean that if you approach me automatically, it's done. That's not what a crush means. And if you believe that, then there's a high level of insecurity.
And you get my crush.
Means crush, guys.
It's quail.
It's okay, it's a joke. I mean, really, light things up. Why is it serious? No, I think I'm with Mpo and Salt here.
A joke, I'm sure they know it's during wedding vows.
How?
Grounds.
Ay, but fit. Sizwe, there's no way in Veto Ungashata Umundunga Mas. What you need to do, give her a fella. O understand Danele Mutwaha or Jose Mpusa. One thought.
Yeah.
And if Utobale problem hore unale a type or unale classic or mutomun, then Utoboti outwale pruin ba comfort. I had kicking tricking alarm outi etara.
No, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm saying. You see, it's unrealistic to expect your person doesn't have a type or a crush or anybody else that she admires. I'm saying it's inappropriate for it to be said, not only at a wedding, during the vows, the most important part, actually. That's what I'm saying. Inappropriate, grounds for sure, without a doubt.
Ah, we guys, Bosizwe. Like, really, do our eyes stop working all of a sudden because we're with somebody? No. Mm-hmm. I think she was very honest. And I think the good thing about her is that she says, I give up my dreams of, you know. Some people maybe keep quiet about it, but they never give it up. Mina, my partner used to say, what if you meet that person? What if you actually meet Asha? Then what's going to happen?
Mm.
I don't see anything wrong with what the girl did. It could be a joke that her and her partner understand very well. And again, I mean, when you get married, it's a choice that you're making to say, I'm choosing you amongst all the other things that I could have chosen or other people I could have chosen. I still choose you.
No, kwamele kube nama boundaries and ama boundaries akusa wakho wedwa.
Thank you.
You know, omunye umuntu fanele respect ama boundaries wakhe. Just because when we as express, aye guys, our moral fiber is decaying slowly but surely. Inappropriate at all angles.
Thank you very much.
No, Sizwe, it's grounds. It's grounds. It's bad enough if your girlfriend has something like that. Somebody who is about to be your wife and they're telling you this in front of your friends and family, it would be over same time. As soon as they finish saying that, I would say, I don't, and it would be over. You cannot do that. You can't be desiring other people and other men. Ngona.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.